The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram. As always, you can. I had a mind blip for a second. I thought I was back on the radio, but this is a podcast. Welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram. I want to welcome back the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia. pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How can people reach you?
People can always give us a call at 262-429-9429 or go to wiltopiarx.com.
You know, I get a lot of people asking about you, and they love this podcast. We got to keep it going.
We got to, Earl.
You know, you were just, again, at another conference last week, and you and I had just an unbelievable conversation about, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's, and what are the latest revelations?
I was attending a very nice conference with content about cognition. It was called Cognition 360, Memory, and the Silent Decline. We don't talk about, because it's just it's hurting me so much that I see my kids in front of screens, and it gets to be every day's fight. That what do we watch? I need TikTok on my apps. I need short videos. So I found this awesome conference talking about memory and cognition and how to make sure that we preserve our memory function early on, before it's too late, before we hear the doctor say, oh, you have Alzheimer's. We can prevent this from happening if we start early on. And it's my goal to not just offer treatments and medications and pharmaceuticals and supplements. We want to offer tools. So as soon as you feel the decline, you take action.
You know, Dr. Omar, we just don't, you know, connect cognitive loss with youth. It just doesn't even sound like a marriage made in heaven, right? I mean, that doesn't even sound plausible.
Oh, yes. I completely agree. But the challenge is that memory loss is not a disease. It's a process. And it starts decades before people notice it. Most people think memory problems begin in old age, but in reality, memory decline often begins in the 40s, in the 50s quietly. That used to be what we said 5 years ago, but currently we are seeing younger adults with memory issues with the surge of the stock market, of the TikTok and short videos, which have significant harm to memory of younger generations. So people are losing words mid-sentence, reading the same paragraph twice to understand it. And that's not normal aging. It's early cognitive stress.
You know, Dr. Omar, when people like you and those in the field that you're in start sending these alarms out, the people who create those realities don't want to hear that, because you're interfering with their profit. They don't care about whether or not there are any cognitive problems. And so this is a mask. If it's not for opportunities to have people like you who go to those conferences and then come back and share that information with audiences like this, there's nothing, nobody's talking about that.
This is actually true, because if you don't watch these kind of very short videos, you're going to cause them to lose their profits. But there are other venues that we can invest our monies with, like teaching the generations how to read. It's like this book that is no more being taken from the library that I ask my daughter to bring home, and she always tells me I read on my iPad. So it's very unfortunate that we have to fight capitalism every single moment of our lives now. But we have to be biased towards our people and our ability to build the future. Memory is a very important thing for us humans to continue to produce. The challenge that we're not noticing, Earl, is that Alzheimer's is a disease that starts with a process, but losing memory is 100%. 100% is going to happen. Like, there is no cure when it starts until now. So the efforts that we need to work on to prevent this from happening early on, as soon as we are feeling a decline in cognition. I start to forget where I left my keys. I start to forget names of people I worked with years ago. As soon as we feel that, aggressively working on tools to prevent the continuation of the decline, we see results. The nice thing, Earl, is that we see results. And that's why I wanted to listen to the newest and the greatest when it comes to memory and cognition. And I have good news, because we can do a lot of things to protect ourselves.
So Dr. Omar, you're sounding like you're trying to turn back the hands of time and technology, and, you know, you're talking about people should read books, and, you know, and the young people are saying, man, what are you talking about? I got it. I got the book on my iPad. Why should I have to physically read the book? Why should they physically have to read the book, Dr. Omar, as opposed to, it's a lot easier for me to do it right here on my screen?
The challenge is, like, the screens are causing what we call attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Every kid now, you see this thrown at them. You have ADHD. You have ADHD everywhere. And we have to try to do the harder things, which is to keep the screens away from the kids, because you have so many notifications coming to you at the same time. And those stimuluses, they get you to focus with them like 100% in many different ways. So however smart you can be, you can only focus at one thing at one time. And that's why it's very hard to turn off notifications. You're always going to find this text message coming, the WhatsApp right. message coming. So, I mean, if we can get this device out of the room and just take screen time as recommended, 2 hours or 3 hours according to the age limit, and keep the screens away, and just be tough with our kids and younger generations. Let them cry for a little bit, and try to offer them true solutions to help them always get smarter. It's easy to write a prescription for increasing focus. It's much harder to decrease the screen time for us. Like last time I checked my screen time, Earl, and I'm not proud of this, but it was over 5-6 hours a day. And that's on one of the platforms, which is the Apple computers and the devices.
Yes.
So we're all in this, but we have to be able to switch off. And I want to tell you, if you do one thing only at night, that's going to be having a profound effect on your memory, which is to keep the iPad or iPhone, all the devices, keep them outside of your bedroom at night. That's going to improve sleep quality by 15%.
There's no question that that's the case, because I used to sleep with my phone until I heard a guy named Dr. Omar say, keep it out your bedroom. And And so now I keep it out of the bedroom. And the truth of the matter is I am sleeping better. Now, you know, Dr. Omar, you said, you know, there are those of us who were, especially at my age, I forget what the keys, they were over there. What did I come up here for? I came upstairs. I knew there was something. But when I get upstairs, I'm like, well, what was it? But then it pops. When should I start fearing that this is not just predicated on my advanced age, but it's the beginning of something I should be concerned about?
What you're mentioning is kind of those signs, like to start to forget the daily things that you're doing every day. Where is my keys? Where did I place this kind of food that I'm looking for?
Who is this guy I'm talking to right now? I know this guy here. I know that guy. Oh,
that is
Dr.
an early
Omar.
Sign. It's the challenge happens when you are forgetting the name of someone that you worked with for long years, but you haven't seen him in a year or
yes.
something or a few months. So you start to forget those names. So that's an early sign of cognitive decline. But the nice thing is if you start to work early on yourself, you can find that you get great results. If you work on sleep, just get one extra hour of sleep at night, that kind of increases lifespan, improves memory function, decreases anxiety and stress, and give you more energy through the day. If a couple of nights you are deprived from sleep, studies and MRI images are showing the aging of the brain, acceleration of aging of the brain very quickly, just one night deprivation of sleep. So what do we do if we have one bad night or I have to work long hours? What do I do the following day? My recommendation is to take creatine phosphate, the powder, the supplement, 15 to 20 grams.
Really?
Studies are showing that creatine at a higher dose than normal, triple and four times the daily dose, is going to help negate the effects, the cognitive effects of sleep deprivation if you have those rough nights. So we recommend the creatine phosphate every day for muscles to help with the buildup
right.
of muscles, ATP molecules, and energy. If you go above 5 grams a day, 10 grams, 15 grams, the extra amount of creatine goes through the blood-brain barrier and supports your brain health.
So what is the drawback to taking so much creatine? Because if initially we're talking about in order to preserve the muscles or make sure that the muscles stay viable, and they prescribed only this amount, and now we're talking about maybe double, tripling that, is there any side effect to that?
Long-term use of creatine, 5 grams or 10 grams a day, which is one scoop or two scoops a day, shouldn't be a problem. The challenge can happen if we take a very large amount over a large period of time, can cause a little bit of kidney stress. But in healthy kidneys, we don't see solid evidence of issues. In borderline kidneys, dehydration, in the use of ibuprofen and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, diabetes, hypertension that's not controlled, that's where the risk increases. But for most people, taking 10 grams every day is going to help support the muscle and also support the brain. And it's one of my top recommendations for people who want to stay younger and healthier and support them going to the gym. Take creatine every day at 5 grams, but to support your brain as well, take 10 grams every day. And if you get to have a rough night of sleep and you worked for long hours, there's a great German study that showed that people were deprived from sleep for 21 hours. And after that, they took creatine at 20 grams, I believe 20 or 25 grams the following day. they didn't have the problems in their memory and their fatigue, cognitive problems that happen from less sleep. So these are things that we can do temporarily on the and longer term, but there are also other ways, which is one of the very important thing to focus on is the daily stress. Stress is the is killer to our ability to remember and to function. Now, every other patient that walks into the pharmacy is suffering from an anxiety and stress. In my consultation, we spend the time to learn about breathing techniques. If you do it 2-3 times a day, just to breathe deep breath, and just releasing the air from your lungs, that gets you to actually de-stress and focus more and get things done, decreases blood pressure, improves memory, improves sleep. So we have simple techniques. The challenge with them is to do them every single day.
You know, Dr. Omar, you often talk about stress. Living is stress. There's no human being, I don't care who that person is, that is stressless. This life is full of stress. And so if you have others in your life, there's nobody who doesn't have somebody else in their life, be it their children, their wife, their husbands, their boss, their family members, their extended family members, brothers, sisters, mom, dad. When there are other people in your life, that's built-in stress. You can't escape it. What you are saying is that you really can, right? I mean, you can
Yes.
arrest it somewhat, right?
Stress is important for survival. It gets us going from the bed. And it's just this idea about cortisol that makes you jump out of bed like you're running from a lion. And that happens until 10, 11 a.m. when the cortisol kind of the level goes down and the day starts to take and shape its action through the day. But stress is not just in your head, it's biochemistry, it's nervous system and habits. So controlling the input is very important. The news, the social media, emails late at night, that's cortisol spikes. I talk to my team members at Wiltopia and I tell them, I want you guys to worry about work during the work hours. But if I'm going to send you an email, I'm going to time it to come to you the following day at 9 a.m. when you start your shift. But I want you to go home and not worry about work because that means the following day you might do mistakes. You have your family, but you give me 8 hours of your day. That's what I need from you. That's it. So I don't want to be an added factor to how they perceive work to be stressful to them. But controlling the input is very important. And then breathing like medicine. The secret sauce of deep breathing is doing it every day, 2 or 3 times, by breakfast, by lunch, by dinner, if you want to do it as a prescription. And of course, stabilizing blood sugar, because taking so much candy and ultra-processed food, that increases stress in our bodies. But I also have an excellent supplement, Earl, for stress management that can be kind of regulation of the cortisol and increases focus and concentration. It has been used in the functional medicine for thousands of years, and it's called L-theanine. L-theanine. It's a supplement called an adaptogen that controls and regulates the production of cortisol through the body, in which it puts brakes on it when it's too much. And actually increases it if you need it. It just helps you to regulate your mood and emotions. It's called L-theanine, and taking it at a dose of 200 to 400 milligram 2 or 3 times a day, you have no idea how many patients I had them stop or decrease their use of benzodiazepines just by this beautiful supplement called L-theanine. And it also helps to improve sleep the following day, because if you can regulate your stress, you're going to have better sleep at night. So working with those kind of smart smart supplements, we can reach a lot of goals to manage stress through the day, and then it reciprocate to the sleep at night.
You know, Dr. Omar, we started this conversation about, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's, and it has evolved into a whole different array of topics and conversations, and that are all apparently interconnected with what happens, you know, with our memory. And so I'll tell you, I feel like if you live a life like Dr. Omar, and your brain has to be moving at all times because of all your different clients, patients, your family life, you know, your employees, and all of those things, and it's just Dr. Omar, the one guy, and all those interconnected things Dr. Omar is responsible for. You sometimes, it's hard for me to imagine how you can ever take a break for a moment to just do what you said, to exhale.
Oh, Earl, you're just touching me in the tough spot. I tell my my family and my team in the pharmacy that my challenge is that I have to wear several hats through the day, and God created us that we can do one thing at a time.
Right.
So how can you start a task and finish it and then juggle to and move to another task? So I have found my sweet spot into some daily habits that I do to de-stress, especially in this cold weather. I found that sauna is great to help to relax and to detox. And then between hot sauna and taking cold showers, that helps me a lot from day to day to kind of navigate the detox of my brain and my mind. So I try to do it early in the morning or late at night before I go to bed. And that helps me a lot, because I found that when you start your day, the decisions that you take, the micro decisions that you take, are shaping your life. We have no control on the past. We have no control on the future, but we have control on the strategies and the decisions that we take now, controlling of our emotions now. So I try to use those tools myself before I recommend it to anyone else, because at the end of the day, as a community, we are helping each other by the shared information. And I want to tell you that many of those tools and supplements that I have in my store, they were recommendations from patients who used them. So the beautiful thing is that we share this knowledge. And if a patient come and tell me, I am looking for my omega-3 to take, oh, well, that rings a bell. Omega-3, improved synaptic signaling. It's very important for brain health. Omega-3, if a patient is having ADHD and taking Adderall, if we add omega-3, that helps to make the medication work better. It will help the patient not need the afternoon dose of the medication. So it's kind of beautiful that you get to be asked those questions that invigorate in you. Okay, this is a tool that I can use for myself, for my family member, and it's ongoing. And that's why attending podcasts, listening to radio shows, hearing information over and over again, this kind of creates what we call the awareness, because it's always going to open a light bulb in your brain and remind you with best actions and best tools you can do to live healthier longer.
So let me go back, Dr. Omar, to when I first met Dr. Omar. And I never will forget. And so I walked into your amazing, whimsical pharmacy, and I walked in, and the first conversation we had, and the first thing you prescribed to me was CoQ10. I didn't know what CoQ10 was, never heard of anything like that, and would have gone through my entire life rest of my life without even knowing what CoQ10 was or the purpose of it. And the first thing you prescribed to me, right away, you didn't know anything, didn't ask anything else, you need CoQ10. Here I am, at the time, about a 68-year-old man, 69-year-old man, coming into your pharmacy. You knew right away that I was CoQ10 depleted. Now, there's things like that. I've been taking CoQ10 ever since, and I will go to my grave taking CoQ10. Because, I mean, and so on and on and on. And I say these things to this listening audience, not because, you know, we've got some relationship financially where I get kickbacks. No, it's none of those things. But the truth of the matter is, every time I've had conversations with Dr. Omar about things that I was faced with and the weakness in my body's development as I've aged, he's mentioned some supplement I should start taking. I start taking those supplements, and man, Dr. Omar, if the lion chases me, I might be able to hold him off now.
So, when we met the first time, my first question to you, what medications do you take? And you told me I take atorvastatin. By default, when I found that you take this medication, by default, I have to ask the patient, are you taking CoQ10? Because I know for a fact, and that's on the label and the papers of the paper published by the FDA, it deprives the body from this important coenzyme that decreases ATP molecules inside the mitochondria, that by default affects memory. And many patients who take this medication have brain fog. So that's why CoQ10 is going to help with your memory, neuronal energy availability, and preserve mitochondrial density, which is protection from other disease states that can happen. So as a pharmacist, I train my pharmacists and my interns, and I tell my friends, you have to be able to find something that you can support your patients and your community with every single interaction. So that's why it's easy to ask what medications you take, because it is a long list of the nutrients deprived from the body because of we take those medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Anyone who's taking ibuprofen for a while, you know what I tell them, Earl? I tell them, bring me your lab work. I want to see the difference in your kidney function between this year and last year. I want to see if there is a decline. Because sad fact is that if the doctor sees lab work in the green, all right, in the green, not in the red, not in the yellow, oh, it's okay, it's fine. It's okay, it's fine. But what if the creatinine clearance have declined 10% from this year and last year? Another 20% 2 years ago. If we don't monitor the decline that happens and just look at the green, well, we are going to miss a lot of things. And that's why we don't want to manage disease. We want to manage health and longevity. And that's, I think, why we need healthcare, is to protect us and keep us healthy, not just manage our bodies and just get going. We want to take less medications. We want to go to the hospitals only urgently. But there's so many things that we can do as a community supporting each other. And that's why I try to make these interactions meaningful.
So, Dr. Omar, that's why this is such an important, without question, conversation that we have every week, because I took atorvastatin. A doctor prescribed it for me for 15 years. I'm taking atorvastatin. I don't know why I'm taking atorvastatin, but to me, the doctor prescribed it. Who am I to argue with the doctor? I'm just a patient, right? And so the doctor...
Time is limited. Time is limited.
Right.
Yes.
So the doctor is trained. I'm taking atorvastatin, never thinking there's any issue. And, you know, and you right away, and now, you know, my CoQ10 is over here. I'm never without it.
And you feel
it.
The effect of it after
absolutely.
2 weeks from taking CoQ10. You feel the energy, you feel
yes.
the brain health. You
right? A multivitamin that I take from you, I was taking Centrum, right? For advanced age people, that I'm taking the best Centrum that they offer, right? And I'm feeling,
yes.
oh, I got Centrum. I got the best. I go and I buy it. And I, in my mind, I'm thinking, hey, the Centrum is doing well. You mentioned
the brand name.
Well, you mentioned a multivitamin
yes.
that I take every day. And that multivitamin, listen, if I'm short of my supplements, I don't. It's just like my prescribed prescriptions. I'm not going to run out of my prescriptions. I'm not going to wait until they're all gone. I'm not going to miss taking my prescriptions from my doctors. But
I'm also
not going to
yes.
miss my supplements. So I don't. I'm not going to run out of my supplements. To me, I'm now in that mindset that supplements are part of my health.
And it's actually, they are meant to be medications. The supplements, taking in the correct doses, they help support the health just like medications. And that's why I tell my clients and patients, you have to take them as described every single day. And then we can assess the benefits in 3 and 6 months, because that's minimum amount of time is 3 months to see the change in your health with what we describe. So I'm glad that you're mentioning that you take them as medications. And that's a great advice for people who have supplements. If you have a kitchen sink of so many supplements at home, please take them to a healthcare professional who you trust to give you the top 4 or 5 that you need to take every day, because those are can change and transform your health if you take the correct ones. And feel free to communicate with my team at Wiltopia Pharmacy. We offer this advice to any patients. And it's kind of important to know that magnesium is going to help you with better sleep. It's important to know that polyphenols are important for your brain health, antioxidant activity. It's important to know that omega-3 supports your brain and your heart, but you have to take the correct supplements to support your health.
You know, Dr. Omar, I just love you and the information, life-changing information, life-preserving information that you bring, and the fact that it's not that Dr. Omar is the scientist who does all this, but Dr. Omar takes the time out to seek out the knowledge, because the knowledge is there, and the only way that most of us get it is through, you know, an opportunity like you help us present here on Civic Media and on What's Going On with Earl Ingram. And, you know, God willing, we just continue to do this, because man, you give me energy and excitement, and I feel like, man, as I age, I don't feel old, man. I don't. No, my bones aren't aching, right? My muscles. So people see me and they say, "Hey, man, you don't look like you're going to be 72 years old." I said, "What am I supposed to be, walking with a cane?" Right? I mean, and maybe before Dr. Omar, I would have been walking with a cane.
Well, I think you're always trying to do the best that you can using the advice and the friends that you surround yourselves with. And that is great, Earl. And I hope everyone does the same. And we have to aggressively work every day with hope that we can have better health, better memory, and better life all the time.
Well, Dr. Omar, you sure make it happen. How can people reach you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to wiltopiarx.com.
You know, Dr. Omar, never seems to be enough time, but thank you as always. I'll be seeing you.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, that's a wrap.
Friend.
on what's going on with Earl Ingram. See you later, Dr. Omar. Kiss the babies.
Thank you, Earl. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.